tuning in pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting live from the Allstate Showcase Studios West. I'm in L.A. for the week. And in our studios right now, we have Representative Sarah Feigenholz and Dr. Daphne Scott. I mentioned before the news that there was a piece in DNA Info. The headline is Pro-Rape Men's Rights Group Plans Saturday Rally in Rogers Park. Now, I've read this three times, and my brain refuses to understand the information provided. So we've decided to invite on the air the author of this piece, Lindsay Rice. Maybe she can clear it up for us a little bit. Lindsay, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hi, Betty. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for writing this piece. I don't even know what your brain must have been telling you as you were discovering more information.
Yeah, I found out about this last night. I've had several community members, people who are involved in various community organizations, and also people that I work with, people who know me, kind of all flooded me with this information. And so this morning I really wanted to tackle it and kind of get this out there just so that people were more aware of what was going on about it. This is supposed to be a private meetup for men that was, they also highly publicized.
Right. Yeah, I like that there are passwords that we now have, by the way, in your article.
Well, these are clearly very intelligent people. So
I got to tell you something. I would get in so much trouble if I even opined on this. If I even start on this, it would be ridiculous. I would be out of public office.
Well, I think that it would be enough that Representative Sarah Feigenholz is appalled.
Just want to know, do they know that rape is illegal? That's all I want to know.
I think they do know that. I think it's also their idea of, the prospect that what if we legalize rape, what would that look like? I think it's also kind of trying to push people's buttons and speak to their larger mindset of how...
Of douchery? Do you think it's like douchery that they're trying to speak to?
I mean, some sort of... Basically, their whole thing is just that it's that they are the victims of culture and society and the standery and things like that. So women are not only sort of this societal problem and source of all their woes, but they also really deeply want to date them and have companionship and relationships with them.
Well, I got to tell you, nothing motivates me more to get together with a guy than his advocacy of rape. It really makes me want to have dinner. And get to
I mean,
know
do you think they're
going to
like do something like paintball? You know those like things. When I'm trying to imagine like how this is going to work in a meetup, and I see it more in a rural setting. Oh my! I'm going to get.
Oh no! No! Tell us more about the meetup, Lindsay, because you've got all the information.
Yeah, Lindsay, tell us about the meetup.
Yeah. So, well, they're supposed to meet very classically by the flagpole. on Saturday night. So that's going to be at 8 p.m. It's right at the spot where Edgewater meets Rogers Park on the far north side. Extremely close to the Loyola campus, right on a very, very busy intersection at Broadway or Sheridan, depending on which side of the road you are and who's on. So they are supposed to congregate in this area by flagpole and ask, do you know where I can find a pet shop? And if somebody says, yes, it's right here, then you are in the right spot. If somebody actually tries to send you to a pet shop, then they are not part of the organization.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So
that
you know.
Got it. Can you send me a link to this article?
Like, absolutely.
I feel like I'm not living in reality right now.
I'm sure
foggy
Lindsay was
here.
I'm sure that when Lindsay was contacted about this event, she had because Lindsay, I mean, was a part of you thinking, well, I mean, this is a fetish, like a fantasy for people. But these guys seem to think that what they have actually said is that they want to be able to take the violent taking of a woman, not be punishable by law when done off public grounds. Like, so if it's done at a park, yes, that's illegal. But if it's done in her house or in the dorms, that should be okie dokie.
That was basically the crux of what their leader, who is this, he's an American blogger who goes by the name Roosh. He goes by different last names.
Which rhymes with douche? It does.
Douche. Yeah, douche. Douche McGee.
I am not saying a word.
No.
I'm Sarah, Representative Feigenbaum, the whole time here. But, I'm here to say that you won't can't.
Go ahead, Lindsay. We apologize. We're getting a little
silly. There's so much to say on this topic. Their idea behind if you could make rape legal is that they think that it would make women have more, as they say, more responsibility and accountability over their own actions. They say that women would not allow themselves to be drugged or to be alone with a man that they don't know. They understand rape in public property because that would, you know, people literally jumping out of the bushes shouldn't be happening. And they also want to protect the rights of men who they say are commonly falsely accused of rape, and that if they have been a nice gentleman and treated a woman respectfully and a woman agrees to enter his apartment, you know, there should be this implicit understanding kind of that, you know, he shouldn't feel bad if he tries to initiate sex. And it's getting kind of hard to explain because it's,
well, and all
it,
of
it
our
goes back and forth, yeah. But it's all online in this man's blog, and they're very devoted followers of his. So this is kind of where they're getting this idea.
All of our brains are so confused right now. We're trying to process all the things she just said.
I wish you were here, Patty, because we're all just kind of sitting here with eyes are the size of Susan B. Anthony dollars, and our mouths are agape.
I was going to say, it's hard to explain because it makes no freaking sense. I mean,
thank you for saying freaking. I appreciate that.
Of course, Patty, always. it just makes no sense. So you really, there's no logic behind it. It's insanity and border sociopathic.
Well, okay.
I locked into something that Lindsay mentioned, which is that women would start taking more responsibility and not be drugged because basically they're saying that women are asking for it.
Yeah, exactly.
So what is the range for asking for? I mean, like, this is such a bizarre, ridiculous. These are guys that brain all over the walls. Okay, Lindsay, let's lock into this one part where he said that this mass murderer in Santa Barbara, who he said he would not have killed had he only learned game when it came to dating, like if he'd been better at getting laid rather than
exactly. So this man, Roosh, in addition to being sort of this advocate for men's rights, is sort of the rhetoric that they use, he's also a pickup artist is what he calls himself and what his fans believe that he is. So he has built this whole kind of online presence built around encouraging men to improve themselves with better style, their physical, their bodies, make sure that they're handsome and kind of like what this very like standard norm of a man should be. And in doing that, they'll attract more women. So he has all of these tips and tricks of how to pick up women and has written several books on it that have been widely criticized.
One was called Bonk, I think. Bonk.
I think that might be one of them. I know several of them start with the word bang.
Okay, bang, bonk. Yeah, maybe it's bang.
Yeah. So his whole idea was that if he had had a chance to sit down with Elliot Rodger, who, you know, as we know, killed six people in May 2014 and was a prescriber to many of these same ideals, but not the exact same group. Basically, if he hadn't had better skills at being of women, that he would not have committed those crimes and could have gone on to led a very different life.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Stunned silence again.
Is anyone wondering, like, what is the solution to what we're bringing up as a problem here? What these people believe? What do we do as a society? I mean, the fact that Lindsay reported this is great, I think, because not only can people, like, there's a feminist group that's going to greet these guys when they meet up on Saturday, which is amazing. And then there's probably going to be a lot of people from the community that are going to be there to help
support.
Help educate these guys maybe to where they're not thinking correctly. What else do we do? Is there any other solutions we would have to people like this?
I mean, you know, it's, I'm happy that there will be feminist groups there, and I hope they have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, this also sounds like a dangerous situation for everybody. Now, Esmeralda Leon, I know that you posted this earlier, and I'm guessing like your head's still trying to wrap your mind
around
it.
The whole thing is shocking.
Well, it's shocking, and it's just appalling. A sad state of what's been going on with. I was in the dating pool for a bit, and just having to deal with the dating sites and things like that, and you see how there's this entitlement, I guess, or they think that some men think that they deserve because they're nice to you. Like now you have to do something for them, and it's usually some sort of sexual favor. And it's like, no, that's not how that works. And it's been going on for a while. So, I mean, this is just another notch in that, like, all right, we're still in that. We're still doing that. Okay.
Well, and briefly, let me say this before we carry on. There was a piece in, I believe, Salon.com. A professor was walking behind one of her students who was talking about they're not even good enough to be bitches and C-words. And she was so caught off guard by how cavalier he was in talking about women. And she wrote this whole piece about how, you know, this attitude toward we seem to be taking many steps backwards. And now, I mean, like, I was appalled by that language, and I know we hear it, but now this seems to be the full manifestation of everything that I kind of worry about when it comes to how men treat women. Let me say this, Lindsay, can you hang on? Because I really would like to talk to you and not have it just be about rape rights, because that's just sort of weird. Because it looks as though you have a lot of experience, and I'm curious to learn more about you. Would you hang out for a minute?
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. We're talking to Lindsay Rice, who is a writer and producer at DNAinfo.com. More with her and our guests, Representative Sarah Feigenholz and Dr. Daphne Scott, when we come back on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and I am broadcasting from our Allstate Showcase Studios West in Los Angeles. Joining us live on Michigan Avenue in our Allstate Showcase Studios in the Tribune Tower, our Representative Sarah Feigenholz and Dr. Daphne Scott. And we have on the line with us writer and producer for DNA Info, Lindsay Rice, who has written a piece about the pro-rape men's rights group that plans to rally this Saturday in Rogers Park. That's just a sentence I never thought I'd read. But Lindsay, and I'm sure you've gotten this, whether it's been online or conversations that you've had, people wondering, hey, this sounds like a Muslim thing because that's the way we look at the world. But when you talked about, you know, the guy who's in charge of this, it sounds when he says that he wants women to take responsibility, that sounds like just an angry at women thing and rather than a religious aspect. Does that sound right?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of the rhetoric that you see that's coming from him is kind of, it's all over the place, but it seems like it's very in line with what a lot of other men's rights groups are saying. And it has a lot less to do with any sort of religion. There certainly doesn't appear to be any specific religious attachment to the group that the members are talking about or anything like that. It definitely is more rooted in what they feel is like society and culture. And in fact, you know, he has spoken out against multiculturalism, or as however he puts it. It really does not seem like there's any sort of a Muslim or even any sort of other religious slant to it.
Right. Because a religious tone to it would be that women are supposed to give over to men, not that we should be able to take whatever we want from women. Does that make sense? The women should be submissive, and that doesn't seem to be the tone of it. Because if it's taking I don't from the sense of it, from what I'm reading online, the religious aspect doesn't seem. But I do find it interesting that that's what people go to, as though Muslims are the group that are violent toward women. And I think that there are plenty of stats that will bear out differently when you see the number of women who've been sexually assaulted. So moving on, Lindsay.
You know, I have to say something.
Yes, please do.
I'm reading this article, and the part in the article about the safeguards for his group while they're gathering about how it vehemently excludes women. If one is nearby, it is acceptable to get her number and tell her to buzz off, and also gay and trans men and men under 21. I mean, you know, so I mean, he is a across the board bigot. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm looking at his picture.
That's one word, but sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Douche is the other word.
Yeah. I can't say that word.
Or exactly.
That's why the doctor's here with me. Yes. And I'm looking at
it's
his picture.
A medical procedure.
And you know, I when you were first describing him, I thought he would be some dashing, like, Omar Sharif type, you know. He does have brooding eyebrows. I can't see his hand, so I have no idea what's
going on there.
Like the package, you know.
Sure, sure.
Oh, but, wow.
Sure. But I mean, if we're going to objectify, you know, if we're going to objectify representative Feigenholz, let's go all the way.
If a guy is, you know, I mean, you gotta weigh these things. You know, you gotta look at. I mean, I'm looking at his picture, and you know, there's not much there.
Are you implying that maybe this is really the cause? You know, if his non-dating.
Yeah, I think that there may be some issues, some underlying issues about function, perhaps.
Perhaps.
You know, I don't know.
We don't know.
Lindsay, I think my sense is that it's also a power thing, feeling, you know, men feeling as though they're entitled. I mean, that's entitlement seems to be what sort of motivates so many young people, is entitlement. Not young people. I'm sorry, Lindsay, because you're young. I don't mean to say that.
No, I think that you're definitely right. I think you see a lot, and this kind of maybe ties into just talking about, you know, sort of his appearance, is that in this group's discourse, they mention a lot of the fact that they feel that women are attracted to bad boys, and that if you're a nice, normal, average guy, maybe a little quirky or something like that, that women are evil and they will just basically screw with you. And then they go with the bad boy who isn't even going to treat the woman right anyways. And so
yeah,
it definitely seems like there's some self-esteem issues in there, because
I rest my case.
You know, because then they're encouraging the, you know, upping your physique and becoming stylish and cool to try to get some of those women. So again, kind of going in this circle of being all over the place and saying some conflicting things.
Have you met him, Lindsay? Do you know him?
No, I haven't. There is a Chicago hub, apparently. I'm not sure if it's specifically in Rogers Park. I mean, that is the meeting point, so it kind of leads me to believe, perhaps, because it doesn't seem like my feeling is that it's really not going to be that many men, that they will be outweighed by people showing up to counter them. But, I mean, that remains to be seen.
Well, it's cheaper than paying a fee for the social media site. Right?
Right.
They'll all come to him.
Yeah.
There you go. Lindsay, I promise you we wouldn't make you the rape rights expert, but we're almost out of time. I want to ask you this. I was reading about you, and you're originally from DeKalb. So you're a local writer, and we'd love to have you on the show again. But here's my question, because the one thing that jumped out at me is that you enjoy spending time at Chicago's – the Chicago's what? What would you say is at the lakefront, Lindsay? The beaches?
Oh, no. Here we go. Let's go, Lindsay. Let's go ahead, Lindsay. What do you call the water – with
when
the sand,
it meets the sand. Yes,
in Chicago.
Oh, the lake?
Yeah. Oh, wait. What did you say, Lindsay?
Read her profile. She says she's like spending time
in
Chicago.
I would
beaches.
Love to read her profile, but we could just talk to her. And I think she said lake.
I'm saying she calls it
beaches. God. Did I walk into something? What
did
I
did,
say?
Lindsay.
Craig,
you did.
Craig is from the East Coast, and he contends that our lakefront does not have beaches because there are no waves.
That's not a beach.
Oh, that is so a beach.
Thank you.
A beach.
Oh, look, yes, we have a new favorite to the Pretty Late Show.
She's great.
Lines with beautiful beaches, and I live in Edgewater. I live less than a 10-minute walk from the beach. Oh, so yeah, so you know. I love the lakefront.
Yeah, I love the lakefront. I love going there and sitting on
the
sand.
He doesn't call it the beach. He refuses to call it the beach.
I can't really surf in it or anything like
that.
So it's
California?
A really
warning.
Oh,
actually, you can surf on it.
Actually,
you cannot surf on
it.
I have
surfed on Lake Michigan myself in Whiting, Indiana. It can be done. There is a Great Lake Surfing Association that you should be. You should
is
know
this
about.
Windsurfing?
No, it's actual surfing. You can do it. You have to go off the pier. It has to be October-ish. You're in a 5 to 7 millimeter wetsuit. It's absolutely horrible. It's like being in a washing machine.
Okay.
And you can do it, and I've done it.
You know what? I'm gonna do it. If I can surf, I'll start calling it a beach.
Yeah,
I will
let's
go with that.
Ooh, Great Lakes, St. Joe, Michigan. You can do it. Great
let's
Lake Surfing
go.
Association.
Everyone on the let's show. Let's all go. Lindsay's gonna go. We're all gonna go.
I'm not going to the washing machine.
Yeah. Let's hook up with this association and get Craig onto a surfboard.
Yep. Yeah.
I even went to a surfing sort of meetup, if you will, since we're using that term, in Ludington. I think it was in Ludington, Wisconsin or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it exists.
That sounds exhilarating. It was Ludington.
Whatever. This sounds like the best thing ever.
I got to tell you something. I am thrilled at the subject change.
I got this.
I just want...
This is my skill set right here.
I mean, the segue, cocktails for everybody. I'm buying around.
Welcome to Pretty Late.
Welcome to Pretty Late. Oh, what were we talking about? Oh, the beach.
Who knows?
Fantastic. Fine. Lindsay, it seems as though you might be a night owl. I sense that we could lure you into the studio and hang out and have some fun with us some night. Does that sound good?
Yeah, definitely.
Wonderful. Craig will talk to you off the air. We'd love to have you come in and do some more segments on DNA Info. We've been talking to Lindsay Rice. How can people find you on Twitter and your pieces on DNA Info?
You can just go right to dnainfo.com/Chicago, or you can find me on Twitter at Lindsay Rice, LINZE.
It has been an absolute pleasure to meet you. I'm so sorry it was under these circumstances, but it caught our attention, and I'm glad it led us to you. So you have a wonderful evening, and we'll talk to you again soon. And we'll all go to the beach and hang out with and Craig and just bury him in the sand. We'll just
it's going to be a long plane ride there.
As long as we don't have to talk about legalizing rape, I'm happy doing anything.
It's a group party, and the good kind. Thanks, Lindsay. We'll talk to you again soon. Craig, do we have a break here or are we all good? Let's take a break before we go to Esmeralda.